everybody. Welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 22. And in this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about SSH, AudioVox, and also a little bit about the Gentoo trustees. SSH, I went away for 2 weeks to visit my brother. I have vacation, so I went up to Georgia. He lives north of Atlanta in Cummings, Georgia. He actually lives in Ball Ground, which is even smaller than Cummings. I guess Cummings is not that small, but Ball Ground is, it's big, but there's not a whole lot of people there. And I wanted a way to be able to SSH back here to my little home network, which consists of, I have my regular workstation, which it wouldn't be on, so I wouldn't have to worry about that. But the two boxes I was kind of concerned with were the, I have a web server that runs here, and file server, and also my asterisk box, you know, my little PBX that runs here. So just to be able to just kind of play around, and if I got bored, be able to kind of check on things and see how everything was going. So, in order to use SSH, I wanted to make sure that it was relatively secure. So, first thing I did was I went ahead and opened up the port I was going to use. Now, you want to use another port than port 22. So, I picked a port. I'm not going to tell you what the port is, but I picked a port that I was going to use. I went ahead and opened up that port and as a virtual server and transferred, so everybody that would come to the site to this IP address would be switched over to that port and to that box, which I put it on the web server. I ran the SSH on that web server so I could just SSH right directly to the web server. So it's actually running on 192.168.0.2, so you just forward the port that I picked to that IP address in the router. So that's the first thing you do is get another port so you don't use 22 for all the people trying to bust into it. And then the second thing you want to do is you want to disable root logon. So I did that, and then I wanted to create strong passwords. So I went ahead and made a real strong password for root. Basically what I do is I take some word, and then I'll put some numbers in between. I'll use an address or a phone number or something, and then I'll put some word on the end. And then in between, I'll put a few capitals along the way, or maybe a bottom slash, something like that. And that makes it pretty strong. Then the next thing I did was I created a user just for this, and I disabled the logins from regular users. And I just only had one user that could log in, and I made that a real difficult username, not like a regular name, just some jumbled up word. And I wrote all this down. So I got a little book that I keep where I put all the passwords for everything in, and I just added it to that. So that worked out fantastic. So relatively secure, and I haven't had any trouble. I was able to SSH in and check things out. The other thing I've been working on was I got a new phone. It doesn't run Linux. I couldn't find one for Linux, but it runs a Symbian OS. It's a Nokia N95-4, which is uses 3G. It's a pretty neat little device, and I wanted to be able to convert some of these screencasts that I made into video that will play with Real Player. So I was playing around with it, having a hard time, but anyhow, I found a program. It's called AVIDEMUX, and I was able to convert them and play them on my cell phone, but there's no sound. I can't get the audio to work, so I'm gonna have to work on that a little bit. But for anybody that's wants to create MP4s and resize them and everything, it's a pretty nice program. basically what you do is you just open up the, I started out with .avi files. These screencasts were actually created with Record My Desktop, and the native format that when you first create them is OGG Theora. So from there, I converted it over to .avi, so I had those, so I wanted to convert them over to MP4s, which Real Player will play. That's the video player that I have on the cell phone. So you open up AVIDEMUX. I guess that's AVIDMUX. Anyhow, something like that. So in the left pane, it'll open up that file, and in the left pane, it'll say video, and you change the in the next one drop down box, you change it to MPEG-4 ASP LAVC, and then in the filters, you change it to, I use the MPlayer filter, and I resize them to 320 by 320, and then the audio was already, it was already in MP3 format, so I just left it the same, and it plays fine with the MPlayer, but I can't get it to work with the Real Player, so I'll have to investigate that a little bit more. If anybody has any suggestions, I would appreciate it. And let's see what else is going on. Been following Gen 2, the trustees. They've been busy at work. Sounds pretty interesting. What they've been up to is they're putting together the getting all the paperwork and everything together for the lawyer for the getting the corporation in New Mexico back all up to snuff, and that's moving right along. I follow it on IRC. And the other thing is they want to update the bylaws. Nobody's really done any too much work on all the administration on Gen 2, so they've got a lot of work ahead of them, but they're moving right along. So they want to get the bylaws all written down, and it would be great if they could get a change to these guys that are on the trustees, that they're only for 1 year, and they're really going to need more than 1 year, so I'm hoping that they can get it, you know, the terms for 2 years at a time. So that would be great to give them some more time, because really by the time 1 year is going to be up here in another 6 months, I guess, or maybe 9 months, it'd be nice to have the same guys for 2 years to be able to, because it takes them all to figure out how to, you know, do this stuff. So the other thing is that they're, I hear talk that they're going to try to get a thing like Gen 2 members, and what they'll be, they won't be developers. They'll be separate from the developers, but work with the developers. And what they can do all these administrative tasks. I mean, or, you know, like documentation, maybe maintaining some websites or helping out the developers, which would be great. That way it would leave the developers to be able to just to concentrate on their development work, you know, coding and stuff like that, so that they don't have to fool with the administration stuff. Really, most of the developers seems like what they just want to do what they do best, and that's the coding and keeping up the packages and keeping the tree going and fixing bugs and all that good stuff. And they don't really want to be bothered with all the administration details. So it takes a certain type of person to do the administration type work. And within the Gen 2 community, there's a lot of people that are, I mean, they're pretty good administrators. They have jobs, who knows doing what, but, you know, some pretty high-level administration jobs. And they would be well-suited for this type of work, and as I've been hearing, there's a lot of them that wouldn't mind doing it at all, you know, volunteering their time and their expertise. So I think that would be a great way to get more input and get more people involved. So that's about it. As far as the interviews are going, I put together a list of some questions for two different developers. And I haven't heard anything back yet from, I mean, I heard they said they would do it, but I haven't heard them back yet about actually giving me a set date and time as far as doing the interview. and I've got a couple, maybe three, longtime Gen 2 users. Also, they I think one or two of them used to be developers, but they're pretty slick fellows. So what I wanted to do was have a round table. What they could do is they call here to my asterisk box, and there's a protocol. It's called Meet Me, and what you do is you just call in, and it's a conference call. And what we could do is we could have, when they call in, it's kind of like a round table discussion. We'd have like some topics we could go over. I wouldn't really do anything. I just would maybe just, you know, kind of say the topic and then let them do their little spiel, and then we'd do another topic and then go around the room. And I thought it'd be pretty interesting. So I'm hoping I can put together a few people for something like that. But anyhow, that's my thoughts. If you have any ideas or anything you want me to go over or talk about, just email me. My email address is david@linuxcrazy.com. And thanks a lot for listening. I'll talk to you later. Bye.